NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. If approved, applications are typically funded the next business day or sooner. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
BetOnline is your number one source for the NBA and NHL playoffs this season. Every stat, every matchup, even live odds while the games are being played. When the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker or unwind with over 150 slot games. Head to the website today and get in on the action. Don't forget to use promo code BELIEVE, that's B-L-E-A-V, BELIEVE, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, the game starts here. It is another episode of the Juice on the Cuse podcast. Wes Chang alongside Brad Bierman. Thanks as always for joining us on this Thursday, May 23, 2024. We will talk about a big upcoming recruiting weekend for Syracuse football and speak with a top 2026 New Jersey prospect. But we begin today's show with the Syracuse lacrosse team. They were eliminated on Sunday by Denver in the quarterfinals of the NCAA tournament 10-8. Brad, you were there. You were covering from press row. What were your takeaways from the game and also the larger implications as Gary Gate finishes his third season as head coach of the Orange?
Certainly a ton of emotions on the afternoon when you're watching the game, Wes, positive and negative, and leading with negative, it was an L. It was a loss. Syracuse did not advance. The bottom line, a close game, as we had talked about a week ago, going to come down to possessions in the fourth quarter, and it did. And I want to give a lot of credit to Denver. I thought they were really well coached. I thought they were the more experienced team, and I thought that they took advantage of the opportunity. And I also thought that, you know, a big play, a big part of this from an emotional standpoint that really wasn't talked about after the game that much by the Syracuse contingent that met the media was what happened just before halftime involving Syracuse's Michael Leo. He was the leading goal scorer with three, but you know, in the binoculars, Wes, I saw it. You know, I thought it was a cheap shot against the Denver player. A little bit of heated emotion there. The benches started to empty a little bit. And as the Syracuse team walked off, the Denver players lined up and watched them walk off the field and then went into their locker room. And I really think that gave them an emotional charge in the second half, enough to have enough of a margin to hold off Syracuse in the end by two goals. So I thought that disappointing in that regard. It gave an opportunity to see, you know, what holes need to be filled for next year. You can see the rebuilding project is, you know, really going full strength in 3 years, and we'll be eager to see what happens in year four under Gary Gate. But disappointment, but optimism at the same time for where the program is now and where it can get starting next season.
Yeah, so Brad, obviously a tough loss for Syracuse. I don't think I have anything else to really add from what you saw from press row. So let me just look forward a bit, because you had a chance to speak with Michael Leo after the game, and he was saying that this team is largely led by transfers and his sophomore class. So when you look at guys like Leo and Luke Roa, Joyce Spallina, Finn Thompson, among other guys, and realize they have 2 years of eligibility left, this is a team with a bright future ahead of it that hasn't seen its best lacrosse yet. And you can see the trajectory of this team under Gary Gate heading into his fourth year. You know, Brad, I think this is a team that's going to be a team that's going to be looked at as a favorite next year instead of a scrappy underdog. And I expect him to make championship weekend next year. I expect him to contend for a championship. I expect him to be the Syracuse lacrosse team as we knew them in the 80s, 90s, and 2000s.
Well, you can see bringing in fifth-year seniors as he did this past season, Wes, and there were some major contributors, a couple guys from Princeton, of course, and at the face-off circle with Cone. And they're going to look to do that again next year. And I think it's something that, you know, as we've seen in college sports today with the portal there and the ability to instantly fill your roster from season to season, it's really imperative to go after where you think you need help and, you know, cast your lot out there in a game of musical chairs as these players are looking to transfer as well and get more playing time at another program. And that's going to be really important again, you know, for Gary Gate and the staff next year. I think they're set at face-off. I think they could use a little bit more offensive firepower. I know you mentioned Joey Spallina, Michael Leo coming back, but I think they need another player or two that can really be athletic enough to create moves and create offense on his own. In addition to the passing, the dodging, and the Spallina setting up players behind the cage. And I think they could use a little bit more help in the midfield, or both, you know, short stick and long stick, because I think that was one of the weaknesses at the end of this past season as players had to play a lot both ends of the field. I think they'll do that. They have a couple good recruits coming in, so I am optimistic, Wes, that there'll be a great blend of these young players that you mentioned that were mainly sophomores this past season, now juniors with a few seniors and then some transfer fifth-year players will make for a very nice roster next season.
So, Brad, we shift to Syracuse football. We've got a big recruiting weekend coming up next week with the Orange welcoming over half a dozen 2025 recruits on official visits. Some of them are committed. Some of them are high-priority targets. And I think these are guys that Syracuse may not have gotten on campus in the Dino Babers or Scott Schaefer eras. And they're on campus now. So looking at who's going to be on campus starting May 31 and then the upcoming elite camps in June, Brad, what is your thinking from your vantage point here?
Well, certainly, Wes, as we've talked about the last 6 months, that the new line has been drawn in the sand. And I think it's going to be a common refrain moving forward that we're going to see the kind of athlete in the Syracuse football program that, as you just mentioned, quite frankly, we have not seen in the past. And we're also going to see Syracuse in contention in top five lists for elite players. May not get them all, certainly not going to get them all, but I think we're going to see more of the 3 to 4 and then the 4 to 5 star on average player in the program. That's the new paradigm that has been set by Fran Brown and company as the top recruiter coming in. So I think we're going to get spoiled. I think we are already spoiled, and we're certainly going to get spoiled moving forward as, you know, these top players come in for the June elite camp and players are still, you know, finishing up scheduling official visits. And it's a blur to me when we talk about, you know, we're at 25, but they're so far into 26, 27, and even 28 that really makes your head spin a little bit. But that's the bottom line here now. I think we're going to see the level of recruit and the preferred walk-on route being used, you know, to the max by the staff. And I'm really looking forward to seeing the comments from the players that you talk to on a regular basis when they get up to the school for the June elite camp.
So Brad, a couple guys I wanted to highlight for that May 31 weekend, Blake Beilein, defensive lineman out of one of the top programs in New York City in Cardinal Hayes. He's a Rivals 3-star recruit, the number 4 overall prospect in New York. This is the type of guy Syracuse wants to keep in state. Fran Brown said he wants to build a border around New York. He's shown it by getting Darren Williams and Matt Hahn from Syracuse CBA. I spoke with Beilein, who said the staff has really prioritized him, and he's planning on making a decision by July, so keep an eye on that visit. The other prospect I wanted to highlight is Atlanta wide receiver Gabe Daniels. He's locked in an official visit to Syracuse, Kansas, and NC State. Syracuse will get the first crack at hosting him. And this is someone I've spoken with before as well. He said he's a great relationship with Jamie Tremble, the 4-star tight end Syracuse brought in for its 2024 class. So those are the two guys I wanted to highlight for next weekend. And speaking of recruiting, we're going to be joined by 2026 New Jersey lineman Roseby Labintas to talk about his recent Syracuse offer on the other side of the break. This is the Juice on the Cuse podcast.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
Back on the Juice on the Cuse podcast, Wes Chang here with you. Syracuse is continuing to recruit hard in the 2026 class, and they recently offered one of New Jersey's top prospects from Timber Creek and lineman Rosie Lubintas. We are thrilled to have him join the program now. Rosby, thanks so much for coming on the show.
What's going on?
We're good here, Rosby. I want to get you started on this one. You were offered by Syracuse on Tuesday. First off, congratulations. And second, how did it feel to get that offer?
Thank you. I really appreciate it. And it really does feel great. I've been watching and looking at Syracuse since before I even restarted football. I played football as a kid, but stopped and then came back in high school. And I've been watching for probably longer than I've been playing.
So you're a New Jersey guy. I know that's why you're so familiar with the school. When you see what Fran Brown has done with recruiting New Jersey so hard, and now he extends you an offer, what do you think of that pipeline?
I feel like Syracuse is just like the definition of home for New Jersey, I would say, in a way, because they, like coaches said themselves when they were trying to recruit me, they want to stay home, they want to make it sure they got people in their own backyard, and that's what it really feels like, being a second place just like people call home.
So the offer came from defensive coordinator Elijah Robinson. Other than the offer, what did you guys speak about?
One of my huge questions, like my main things about it, was making sure that like I'm cared for as a person. Like the players are really people instead of like, because the way I see it is how most people do it. They just really look at players as like a slot to fill in or just like make their team better, make them look better. I had a conversation about him trying to make sure that people are cared for, as in like even after or even if you don't. Like, make it to the league and whatnot.
Rosby, do you plan on visiting this summer? What does your schedule look like?
Overall, my summer is, like, pretty busy and really just got a lot going through. And we talked about going out there. Never really on the camp type beat, but I hope I do go to one of the camps. But we really just plan on going out there to really meet the whole staff, the whole line, and seeing what Q's really like.
So I know you play offensive tackle and defensive tackle. Are you being recruited for offense or defense?
Offense side of the ball, definitely.
Oh, okay. So tell me what you bring to the game as an offensive lineman.
See, one of the main things about it is, like, not much love in the trenches, which I don't really need it, but one of the best things about it is being able to block the QB, the main person on the field, to make the plays, make the touchdowns and stuff, score. And the most important thing of all is to make sure we win, which is why I love it. And me personally, dominating other people to get the pancakes, get to make sure we don't just keep moving.
Roseby, it's been a great month of May for you. Just in this month alone, among the high majors to offer you, West Virginia, Maryland, and now Syracuse, how does it feel to see your recruitment blow up like this?
At the same time, I feel really blessed and really grateful for it. But at the same time, I'm just trying to, like, grasp it, go through it, and realize that it's actually happening really faster than I thought it would be. And there's a lot going on. But I'm really grateful, and I just hope it keeps going, because I know I'm going to keep working and just keep moving it.
So a lot of great schools, and I wanted to mention you were offered by Penn State as well. Anyone standing out to you in your recruitment so far?
Apart from Syracuse, of course, because I talked to a few of their coaches. I've met with Fran Brown a couple of months ago when he came up to the school. I met up with Coach Emark and Coach E that I just talked to yesterday. But I feel like Syracuse is really at the top of the list. And then, like, the next would be probably Penn State. And then it would probably be West Virginia.
And Roseby, we'll get you out of here on this one. I'm glad you mentioned Fran Brown visiting you at Timber Creek. What did you guys speak about when he came to your school?
To be honest, I didn't realize it on the spot because I had no clue that, like, Fran Brown was actually coming to the school to talk to me. My coach called me down during lunch, and he called me down. And he said the coach wanted to talk to you, and I was like, oh, sure. I'm excited about it. And then I looked up, and I realized it was Fran, and I was like, oh, it's him. And then I was kind of frozen, like stuck at the moment from like grasping it and then realizing it, that he's actually talking to me. And what we was really talking about is him wanting to see me out there, him wanting to try to really give me the cues to see what cues is like stands for, who they are, and as a family, as a group.
Roseby, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it. Catch up soon.
Definitely. No problem.
Roseby Labintas, ladies and gentlemen. His full offer sheet is Syracuse, Massachusetts, Maryland, Kent State, West Virginia, Boston College, and Penn State. Obviously a really impressive offer list, so we'll have to check back in with Roseby later in the year after he visits Syracuse, and we will take a quick break and wrap things up. On the other side, this is the Juice on the Cuse podcast.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code POD to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code POD at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code POD.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, and sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwood1, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwood1 now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwood1.
Welcome back to the Juice on the Cuse podcast from the Rivals and Believe Networks with my longtime colleague, Wes Chang. I'm Brad Bierman. And Wes, I want to talk about lacrosse, but on the women's side, as Kayla Traynor looks to get Syracuse its first national championship this weekend with the semifinals coming up on Friday in Cary, North Carolina. And SU has to go up against its arch nemesis, Boston College. And it's going to be tough because BC has dominated this series the last 2 years, including a couple of wins this year. And, of course, Kayla Traynor, former assistant at BC before she came back to run her alma mater. And really looking forward to seeing the game plan that Syracuse can come up with. Again, like the men's side, these teams know each other so well. The players play in the off season or played in the Scholastic as opponents in high school. And so it's, again, going to come down to, you know, what kind of momentum Syracuse can gain in this game. Can they score early, kind of push the pedal to the metal and have a lead in the fourth quarter to try to, you know, beat their arch nemesis for the first time this season. And if they can get to the championship game, which will be played on Sunday, they would be facing either number one Northwestern or surprise team Florida this season. Best of luck to the Syracuse women's lacrosse team going for the first ever national championship in program history.
Brad, really love what Kayla Traynor's done with Syracuse, continuing the legacy that Gary Gate has left. And what a career she had from 2013 to 2016 as a player. It would be incredible if she's able to bring Syracuse a national championship as a head coach. And my closing thoughts are on Kyan Anthony. The son of Syracuse legend Carmelo Anthony has turned into one of the top prospects in the 2025 class. The four-star prospect is ranked 38th in the class from Rivals, and there's a lot of buzz that Syracuse is in the lead for his recruitment. This is an absolute must-get for Adrian Autry to kick off the 2025 class, to have a legacy recruit come to Central New York. And what a showing Anthony had at the Nike EYBL over the weekend, continuing his dominant spring. That's it for us. For Brad Bierman, this is Wes Chang. You've been listening to the Juice on the Cuse podcast presented by Bet Online and Believe, and we will see you next time.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit, credit to the people.
Feel the pulse of the city. Feel the beat of the drum. Feel the bass blow your hair. In Las Vegas, live music delivers much more than sound. It's where music comes alive. With artists like Megan Thee Stallion, Maroon 5, Carrie Underwood, Shania Twain, Babyface, Lionel Richie, and many more. Every show is a playground for your senses. See the full summer lineup at visitlasvegas.com.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. It's John LeFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
Smells like pine.
She said, get out the chat room and clean my bed.
The Glad Girl Group coming at you with a throwback jam. That was Glad Force Flex Drawstring Trash Bags featuring Pine Sol Original Scent. And that's better than all good. It's all Glad.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car riding in your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.